Senator Jani Iwamoto says it's time for Utah to stop using so much plastic.
Utahns throw away 940 million plastic shopping bags annually.
Iwamoto's proposing Senate Bill 196, the Retail Bag Impact Reduction Program, which states single-use retail bags are a statewide concern, and reducing their use will provide valuable health and environmental benefits. The Democrat, who represents part of Salt Lake City, Mill Creek, and Holiday, says most Utahns don't know plastic bags aren't recyclable.
When they come into the landfill, they turn into a hard sort of plastic when they decompose, and they're toxic and they don't decompose really for 1,000 years.
The law will also require a 10-cent fee for paper bags, too. Iwamoto says they're also harmful to the environment.
The largest component of a landfill is paper, 28%. And while it would decompose within weeks in the natural environment, it can take centuries for it to decompose in a landfill. And the paper grocery bags in landfills that do decompose release methane gas. The production of paper bags generates 70% more air pollutants than plastic bags. And the production of paper bags generates 50 times more water pollutants than plastic bags.
Recycle Utah's Outreach and Communication Director, Lindsay Nielsen, says her organization was trying to get a plastic bag ban passed in Park City a few years ago, but stores didn't like it.
The opposition coming from the retailers, the grocery association, saying that a ban would not be tenable. It would push patrons of their stores to outside cities without the bag ban. They said that a bag ban would kill their profit.
Iwamoto says her bill doesn't have that problem because it treats all stores in the state the same.
I met with the retailers, and this has been a very collaborative effort because I, you know, thought I'd hit it head on and to see what they thought of the whole thing. They did have some requirements that they would want in a bill. They would want statewide preemption. And the reason they want that is because they don't want a fresh market in Salt Lake County having to do something different than they do in St. George. And so that made sense to me.
The stores would keep 4 of the 10 cents they collect for each bag. Iwamoto says that's not a profit for them since they have to pay for administrative costs. It's the store's responsibility to track the money and send it to the state. The state will keep 2 cents and send the remaining 4 cents to the cities and counties. They're required by law to spend the money on environmental programs like promoting recycling and reusable bags. It can't go to their general fund. Iwamoto says the counties like it.
So the UAC, the counties, are endorsing it. The cities have talked to me, and a lot of them support it, but there are some that I think they understand it, but or don't understand it because I've not presented it to them, you know, exactly. They had someone present the idea, and some of them feel it's a tax, and so they have issues with it.
Nielsen hopes some of that money will go to nonprofits.
If Summit County were able to direct some of those funds to Recycle Utah, we could expand our programs, we could expand our recycling collection services, we could expand any number one of our education programs. The possibilities just go on and on.
Iwamoto says critics of the bill are wary of fees.
It's hard because a lot of people say they don't like a fee. I'm just saying that whether you do or not, you're paying for this in the landfill costs and the recycling. It's a kind of a cost avoidance.
She says her bill will be in committee soon.
I'm sure it'll be a lively debate, which I honestly, to tell you the truth, I wasn't really expecting it to get like this, but I did include everyone I could in this whole thing. The tax commission we've talked to, the retailers spent a great deal of time, the food industry, the counties and the cities. At some point, maybe is it the right time? I don't know, but it's happening around the country. And I think if people really think about it, it's a really good thing to do.
That's Utah State Senator Jani Iwamoto. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.